Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah.
Lord, I proclaim today to you that he is the Alpha and
Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. I thank God this morning that you have joined us today on this broadcast. Good morning to you, our radio audience, and we want you to know that you are special to God and that God is in love with you and there is power in the name of Jesus. So wherever you may be today, I want you to know that you are in the right place. Whether you are in Chicago, whether you are in New York City, Alaska, wherever you may be, that I want you to know that you have tuned in to this broadcast so that you can hear what thus says the Lord. We are getting ready to go before the throne of grace. You still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We are getting ready to go before the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. God, we lift your name up high. God, we give you all of the praise and all of the glory. Your words say, if I be lifted up, God, you said that you would draw all men unto you. So, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl today, under the sound of my voice, God, call them to hear, call them to receive your word today, call them to know, God, that you are God and that you are God all by yourself. Lord, there are needs this morning out there in the radio land. I pray, God, that every need, God, that you will move on behalf of every individual, Lord God, realizing, God, that you know the very hairs of their head. God, you know, Father God, the beat of their heart. God, you know, Father God, the blood, the way it circulates in their body. So, Lord, I pray even now that the Holy Spirit will have in way, God, that they will be healed of every infirmity, every sickness, every disease, Lord God. I pray even now that those, Lord God, that's given up, Father God, that they will know, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you are the hope of glory. And God, I pray even now, God, that you will call, God, your peace be upon them. God, even now, give them that peace, God, that surpasses their understanding. And Lord, for this, we will glorify your name. God, we will praise your name for all that you have done. All, God, that you want to do, God, this day, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast, and we are broadcasting from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. And we want you to know today that the word of God does not change. For the word of God, the heaven and earth, they pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of his word will fail. Well, we're going to be preaching today from that 10th chapter of Acts. That's found in the New Testament. You know, we got the Old and we got the New Testament. So we're going to be speaking from God's word this morning from that 10th chapter of Acts. And we're going to start about that first verse. And it says, there was a certain man in Caesarea, called Cornelius. Can you say that word, Cornelius? He was centurion of a band called the Italian band. And when we say a centurion, this means that this man, he was commander, and not only he was commander of a Roman army, and he got his name a centurion because he was a commander over 100 men. And so centurion, and that's what it means in Latin, centurion means in Latin. So here we find that he was a devoted man, one that feared God with all his house and gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. I believe that this man was a sincere man, and he was a reverence in his faith toward God. God sees the sincerity and the earnestness of his heart, and he did this religiously. He feared God, and he prayed before God. He was a devout man, one that feared God, and not only him that he feared God, but all his house, everybody in the house feared God. And Cornelius, one that he gave all to the people, and he prayed to God, not sometimes, but he prayed always. And I thank God for this man of God because of the fact that he tried to live according to not his righteousness, but the righteousness of God, which is by faith. And it tells us some of the things that Cornelius did. And it tells us how devout that he was. It tells us that not only him, but his house, they prayed, and they prayed to God always. And so here in that third verse, it let us know that he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid. He didn't understand what was happening. And you can imagine how he felt when he was down there praying. You can imagine what he was thinking in his mind and what he was experiencing. But this man, he's seen a vision, and this vision was like the ninth hour of the day, and the angel of God was coming in to him and telling Cornelius, in that fourth verse, and when it's Cornelius, when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayer and thy arms are come up for a memorial before me. My God. And don't tell me that God does not hear. Don't tell me that God does not see. Don't tell me that God does not honor our prayer and that he does not see us when we pray. Here, Cornelius, being a devout man, one that gave alms, one that prayed before God, yet one that feared God, he sees God has sent the angel of the Lord to him and let him know that his prayer had came up as a memorial before God. And the Lord was instructing him in that fifth verse through the angel, and it says, and now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon whose name is Peter. And he told him where he lodged. He said he lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is on the seaside, and he shall tell thee what thou ought to do. I thank God for the revelation of this word. I thank God that God used his people, that God used angels to be able to give a message to his people. They are his messenger. So he told him to go, and he told him to send, to send for Simon, and he told him even where Simon was. I thank God for the Most High God. God will reveal secret things. I want you to know today that there is nothing too hard with God. Somebody is listening. Many people are listening to this broadcast this morning, and you have been praying before God. You have been making intercession before God. You've been doing good things. You've been living according to God's word. You have been sincere in your faith, and yet you, God wants you to know some things, and God wants you to be able to come up higher. God wants to be able to let you come into his presence even in a greater way, to have that rock knowledge of him. And when we began to see in the Word of God, he tells, the angel tells him, tell the man of God, Cornelius, where Peter was. And let us read that again. And now send men to Joppa, call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter, and he lodged with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. And he shall tell thee what thou ought to do. And when the angel respect unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devoted soldier of them, and that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent him to Joppa. He was being obedient to the voice of God. He was hearing what God was saying through him, through this angel. But see, he already had was a praying man. He was already obedient to the voice of the Most High God, but there are some things that God wanted him to know. There are some things that not only him, but God wanted to impart to Cornelius and to others. There are some things today that God wants you to know. There are some things that God wants to impart unto you today. So here we see that Cornelius, how God had revealed himself to Cornelius. We see how God has spoken to Cornelius in a vision. And the word God tells us it was about that ninth hour of the day when the angel of God had came to him. But then when we look there at that ninth verse of the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, it tells us that on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew night unto the house, unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray. The Bible says that men should always pray and not to faint. I thank God that Cornelius had a prayer life with God. I thank God that the man of God, Simon Peter, had a prayer life with God. I want to know today, how many of you are praying? How many of you are interceding before the Most High God? The Bible says man shall always pray and not to faint. The Bible let us know that we should continue to pray before the Most High God. Prayer is a bridge. It bridges the gap between earth and heaven. So listen to me today. We need to pray before God. There are many things that God wants to impart unto us. There are many things that God wants to say through us, through our prayer, through the word of God. So here we find Peter. Peter goes to the housetop to pray. It tells us it was about the sixth hour when he began to go, when he went on the housetop. And during that 6 hours, it said he became very hungry. And he said, and he would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. In other words, he was half conscious state, and he was, when you like half conscious between sleeping and waking, in which you don't have ability to function voluntarily. And so it may have been that you, it may have been suspended, you not able to be in that in that conscious mind. You were, in other words, you were half conscious. You were in a half conscious state of sleeping. And so here, after he had gone up on the roof to pray, it let us know that he had become very hungry, and he would have eaten, but he fell into a trance, and he saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending upon him as it had been a great sheet, knitted at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, wild beasts and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, arise, Peter, kill and eat. And but Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. Peter let God know that, no, I'm not going to eat that. I've never eaten anything that was clean, that was not clean. So here's the voice of faith unto him again. See, God, when you don't have clarity, you don't understand it, God knows that you need a clarity, you need to understand what he was saying. Then God will make you understand what he is saying to you. That's why we need to see the face of God. That's why we need to pray. That's why we need to fast. That's why we need to know the voice of God and not the voice of a stranger. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God has cleansed, that call not thou common. Don't call what I have cleaned, that I have cleansed, don't call that uncommon. And then in that 16th verse, it says, this was done right, and the vessel will receive up again unto heaven. Oh, my God. Look at what God was doing. Look at God, the vision that he was showing Peter. Look at, he was seeing, Peter was seeing all manner of four-footed beasts. He was seeing all the four-footed beasts, all manner of the fourthly, the beast on the earth. He was seeing these wild beasts and all these creeping things and fowl of the air. And yet he didn't understand what God was saying to him. But God was telling him at the voice of him to arise, Peter, kill and eat him. But he thought, because he knew in himself things that he did not do. Sometimes we have tradition. Sometimes we do things because we're so used to doing things and that religious things that we do. But God wants to wicken our eyes. God wants us to see out our spiritual eyes and hear out our ears that what he is saying to us. So therefore, here God is saying, here in the word of God, here God is saying there, let us go there into that 17th verse. Now while Peter doubted in himself what the vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men that were sent from Cornelius had come inquiring for Simon's house and stood before the gate. With God told, had already told Cornelius what to do and who he had sent to send these men to descend for Simon Peter. And after while Peter was up there, then and after God had showed him this vision, God let him know that there were three men that had come and that they were requiring of Simon Peter. And here the word of God said, he had seen here in that 17th verse again. I need you to understand that. Now while Peter doubted in him what the vision which he had seen should mean, behold, men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. So it tells us that the men had came and they had inquired before Simon. They had came and they had required. So here the Lord wanted him to know and to give understanding, to give clarity. Sometimes we need to have clarity. We need to know what thus says the word of God. We need to know what God is saying to us. And here in the 18th verse, the men had stood in that 17th verse, he had inquired for Simon's house and had stood before the gate and had called and asked whether Simon, which were surnamed Peter, were lodged there. And while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. So it was three men that came that Cornelius had sent to Peter. And here before it tells us in that 20th verse, it says, arise therefore. That's like God had told him to rise, to slay, and to eat those beasts. He's saying again, to arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, but I have sent them. And then Simon went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the call whereby ye are come? And when they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of a good report among all the nations of the Jews, were warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee unto his house and to hear the word of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them, and on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain men that from Joppa accompanied them. Then we see that Peter was obedient to the voice of God. Peter was obedient to God. He, the man that was sent, even though he was out, he had finished praying, the Lord let him know that there were men there that was required, that was inquiring of him. You know, God has always a way that he will let his people know whether or not this thing is real, this thing is sincerity, this thing is from me. So Peter knew that God had sent these men. He knew even from the dream that he had that God was dealing, that God was speaking through him, and that God was going to use him to bring clarity to these people. So when we began to look at the word of God, there in that 24th verse, follow me now, and the morrow after they enter into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. I thank God, you know, when you're getting ready to receive of God, when you're getting ready to hear some good news, when you're getting ready, but when you know that there's a blessing that's going to be coming from God, you know, sometimes you're just not satisfied that you're going to just get it all by yourself. But when you're not selfish and you know that there's a plan of God, it's not just for you, but it is for others as well, that you are going to call somebody, you're going to call some people, that you're going to call them that they can hear what thus says the word of God. It's just like going to the master's house. It's just like going to the sanctuary. It's just like going to the church of the Most High God. You ought to never be satisfied with just going in yourself to hear the word of God. You need to be gathering people. You need to be inviting people. You need to be telling them about what thus says the Lord and telling them that they invited to come to the house of the Lord. Cornelius knew that he was getting ready to be truly blessed, and not only him, but those that are around him. Some good news, some word from the Lord was getting ready to be able to be delivered unto them by Simon Peter. I thank God for the vision of Cornelius. I thank God for the love that God had for Cornelius, that he seen his arm. He seen that he was about it. He seen that he had prayed, that he was a praying man. He said that he loved and that he cared for the poor. But yet, God wants to take him higher. God wants to give him insight. God wants to give, just like he wants to give you more of his wisdom, more of his knowledge, more of his understanding, more clarity. So therefore, he had him to send for Simon Peter. And you know what? God didn't just have, when the angel went to spoke to Cornelius and told and tell was telling him about God was also speaking to Peter through a vision. Remember the sheep, remember those creepy, crawly things, the beasts that was creeping was on that sheep. God was letting him, was giving him. He didn't quite understand, but yet God was dealt with him about three times because it says to tell us Christ. It tells us that he was really trying to give him clarity, understanding, and Cornelius wasn't alone in his vision, that God was also had revealed to the man of God that he wanted him. So he was preparing him to be able to go with them. When the men from Joppa come, he was able to go with them to accompany them. So therefore, here in the word of God, it tells us, and on the morrow, after they entered into Caesarea, where Cornelius was, and waiting for them, they had called together his kinsmen, his near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying to him, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." I believe that that somebody would have just loved and just would have just for the fact that Cornelius had kneeled down before and fell down at his feet, Peter knew that he was just a servant of Almighty God, that he didn't deserve for them just to, for Cornelius to fall down the way that he did, as he was somebody great. You know, God is just checking us. God is letting us know that, you know, we have to be careful when we think that we are somebody, and when God is the one that is somebody inside of us, and that he is a person that uses each and every one of us, and that has gifted us and is speaking through us, to give us revelation, give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding for his people. Yes, Cornelius knew that he was getting ready to hear from God, but Peter, the man of God, let him know that I'm a man myself. You know, stand up, I'm a man myself. I'm a man just like you. And so as he talked with him, he went in and he found many that were come together. I told you, many came in that Cornelius had invited in. And he said unto them, "Ye know how that it is unlawful for," this is what Peter began to say unto him in that 28th verse. And he said unto them, "Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean." That was the vision that he was showing Peter with these animals that was on that sheet that was spread out before him. God let him know, because remember, Peter said he hasn't eaten anything that common or unclean. God let him know. God will reveal it to him. So here Peter is getting the revelation that he's able to speak unto the man of God, Cornelius, and to those that was with him. He said God has showed him that I should not call any man common or unclean. My God, look at God. That God is talking to somebody this morning. God is talking to his people all this morning, that we are not to call people common or unclean. I don't know who you are today, where you live, or where many of you live. I don't know. But I do know that God has no respect of person. Here in that next verse, in the 29th verse, it said, Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent. And I asked, wherefore, for what intent ye have sent me? And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting unto this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy arms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Look at God. And immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that which are come. Now therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are common, that are commanded thee of God? God had them all there. It just wasn't for Peter, for Cornelius. It was for Peter as well. It was for all of those that was there, for the people, that they can hear from God. Yes, we need to hear from God. In that 34th verse, it says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. Somebody needs to hear that today. Thank God. Has no respect of person. I don't care what you drive, where you live, what kind of job you have, whether you black, whether you white, whether you red, whether you yellow. God has no respect of person. I liked that song when I was growing up in my younger years. It says, Jesus loved the little children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. And I thank God, because it is a true sign that Jesus loves all of the people of the world, no matter what color they are. So here Peter is saying that God has no respect of person. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteous, this is the key, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. And the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That the word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began to gather me, and the baptism which John has preached. Oh, my God. Look at God. We're coming to a climax of this word today. We're getting ready to come to a climax, but God is giving us insight. God is letting us know of what his word is saying to his people. And then let us read this verse of the 38th verse of the 10th chapter of Acts, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who set about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, but God was with him. For we are witness of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hang on the tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witness chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which were ordained of God to be the judge of the quick as witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission of sin. And while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. Cornelius and all of them, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished at many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God, and to magnify God. But they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And then the word of tell us, then Peter answered, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. I thank God for the word of God this morning, because the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We're getting ready to go before the Most High God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We thank you, God, for giving us life, giving it to us through your word. Thank you, God, for letting us know today, God, that you have no respect of person. And God, no matter what language, God, no matter what culture, no matter, God, who they are, what race, God, whatever color they are, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you, God, loves them, and God, that you have no respect of person. So I ask thee in the name of Jesus, God, that you will touch, God, men and women everywhere, boys and girls everywhere, God, that they'll know, Father God, that you are God, and God, that you are God all by yourself. This morning, God, we enter in, God, to your presence with thanksgiving. This day we enter in, God, with praises. And God, we bless your name today. And Lord, we just thank you, God, because you are faithful. God, you are faithful to your people. And Lord, all of those, Lord God, all of the people that are listening, God, under the sound of my voice, I pray, God, that you will move on their behalf. I pray, God, that you will touch them this morning. I pray, God, that you would use them, Father, for the upbuilding of thy kingdom and for tearing down of the stronghold of the enemy. I pray, God, that your Shekinah glory, God, will overpower them. God, some out there today, God, need to know, God, that you are the hope of glory. God, some need to know, God, that you will give them peace, Lord, peace that surpasses their understanding. God, some need to know, God, that you are mind fixing. God, that you are heart regulator. God, that you are establisher of faith and power. God, you are the true and the living God. God, that you will touch them today. God, that you will cause them to be alive through your word. And God, that no weapon that form against them will prosper. Father, I ask thee, Lord, to touch their mind today. Cause their heart, God, to be in sync with you. Cause them, God, to know, God, that you are God and God all by yourself. Cause them, God, to be able, God, to enter in this day and this hour, Lord God. Father, I come before you, Lord God, God, in behalf of your people. Lord, them, God, even now, God, touch their mind, God, touch their heart, God, touch their soul, God, touch their spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hold them, Father God, to call upon that name. Hold them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, to be able, God, to enter in this morning. And Lord, we just thank you for what you have done. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do, Lord God. Thank you for your amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. So, Lord God, have your way. God, move in behalf of your people. Touch them today, God, that they will receive of thee. And for this, God, we will glorify. We will praise your name. God, save those that are not saved, deliver, and make free. This has been the Hour of Power with Dr. Mary McCoy. Please tune in with us on on this Friday, as you can hear the word of God, as we preach God's word, the word of God will endure forever.